This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
That's right, it is Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. That's what we do on Free Talk Live. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, because you are free to call in and talk live. It's Mark with you.
Richard Rich.
And Melanie.
And I almost don't think we can start the show by talking about anything but the fact that there's these amazing riots, unprecedented protests, and I'm not sure what term I'm supposed to use. I was told at one point that protests are done by white people and riots are done by black people, meaning that the suggestion is that somehow white people always paint the protests of black people as riots. But I don't know. I mean, it seems like there's a lot of buildings on fire all across the United States.
I think intentional violence makes it a riot. I don't care. Like, I don't have a problem with violence or violent protests or riots as long as you're not the aggressor, which is kind of the rule for violence in general. So that just because it's a riot or just because it's a violent protest doesn't make it wrong.
Well, I don't know how. A riot to me is something like a nuclear weapon. You cannot employ it in a defensive fashion.
Maybe we just don't have a agreed upon definition of riots.
Okay. Well, I like the idea of rocks thrown, buildings on fire. You pick. I mean,
but you could do that at specific valid targets.
You could. But riots are rarely done at specifics, right? Specifics and riots don't go together. That's not the way mobs tend to work.
I'm willing to accept collateral damage at this point because they're targeting.
Because it's not you and your family.
Well, yeah, sure, why not?
Okay.
But if it were, I'd probably defend myself, much like some of the store owners have defended themselves.
And to a certain extent, I'd be like, all right, so you set three cop cars on fire and burned the police station to the ground,
yep,
and I have to replace the window. It's fine.
That's the collateral that I'm talking about.
I mean,
as long as they're targeting the government buildings, the police, who
caused the problem. It depends on how much damage they're... No, any collateral damage is... Collateral damage is the nice fancy word the state gives for shooting things that aren't your targets through negligence. But... And so it's always, by definition, wrong. But how much I'm going to, quote, put up with kind of depends on the level of the damage.
Are y'all suggesting that there's going to be something that akin to freedom or even a good thing that's going to result from what's occurring?
Yes.
Can you tell me what that looks like?
Okay, so, I mean, this is not the only factor that's going to go into this because this is not the only factor occurring. It's not happening in a vacuum.
I mean, you know, one thing that concerns me is that this is the state's job, right? Like, violence control is their job. They're not good at much, and they certainly aren't efficient in from a monetary standpoint when it comes to this, but this is their thing.
And there's actually some evidence that so the government is inefficient, and we kind of accept that they're efficient at killing people. There's actually some evidence that that's not true. And
yep,
if you think about it, if you had the budget of the U.S. government and they were like, okay, kill as many people as possible, you could kill way more people. So I'm not sure the government is even efficient at violence. They can just do more of it because they have this obscene budget, and you're comparing that sometimes, I think, to what your organization has or what you have. But cops are in the job because it's a job. They're not in it for the cause. They're not trying to go down in a blaze of glory. They're trying to pay their mortgage and buy groceries like everybody else. They've just made the decision, I'm willing to be an evil human being in order to accomplish that.
Well, I think that I would disagree. I think that a lot of police officers got into it for the right reasons, and I would think that many of them think, well, whereas my team may have some problems, the other team is clearly the worst.
Okay.
But what order do you think that happens in? Do you think somebody goes, I want to dedicate myself to the cause of justice, therefore cop, Or do you think somebody goes, cop is the best job for me, therefore ad hoc justice or something?
Okay, so I would say that there are a small handful of people that do the whole, I want to be a cop. I'm a, you know, vigilant protector of justice and these sorts of things. Like, that's the
beat up in high school and.
Well, I don't know. I think that I'm imagining the best. I think there are a lot of people that say, huh, police officer, firefighter, bureaucrat. Well, police officers get 20 years in, and you know, they sort of do the math in their head, and then they say, you know what? I'm a vigilant paladin of justice.
Exactly. But when it comes, when they are going to have to actually face down a realistic chance of death, that's going to change. I have been present in conversations people had where they're like, well, I could work at Walmart, or I could work at McDonald's, or I could work at the gas station, but I'm not going to work at the gas station because they get robbed. Okay. That is an entirely logical conclusion to come to. And because that is actually a real risk of that job. If you make it the case that that's a real risk of being a cop, what do you think that's going to do to their ability to hire cops?
I don't think that police officers currently are in much danger.
Right. But if
that's
we
part
change
of the problem.
That, then people
well,
will think twice
be.
About applying for
right.
the
this,
job of cop.
My complaint, believe me, I am not doing backflips over burning police stations here, but it looks like y'all with your big smiles on your faces are. Hold on. What my thought process on all of this is, what are we paying taxes for again? I mean, there's a bill.
I'm paying taxes to not get shot in the face. I don't know why you're paying taxes.
The protection services from the police, Mark.
There's been a lot of money spent on these policing organizations, and you know they pull up right out of. You know what? I'm just guessing that Minneapolis Police Department that got set on fire. This is me guessing. Is that the taxpayers of Minneapolis are going to build a new police
Look,
department.
When they start rebuilding it, burn it down again.
Fresh. That's not going to happen.
They could either spend that money on the building, or they could spend that money on more ammo to go shoot people in the park and do drive-bys on parks. Which would you... Given that
they're
going to steal the same amount of money anyway...
No, they're
going
to raise taxes and do both.
Yeah, I'll give you 10 to 1, Richie. 10 to 1. That means you do 100, I'll do 1,000.
Understood. I get the odds.
Yeah, yeah. That these shenanigans are over by next Friday.
No, I'm not going to take that bet.
No, you wouldn't because okay. This is not how this goes. So there's only one way to fund a riot, and that is stealing television sets out of Target.
Soon the television sets
will
be gone.
The state is paying probably most of these people because the state forcibly laid off people that did not work for it for the past 2 months. So you can't even do the typical drive-by, be like, get a job out the window, because... They might want to be at work, and they might be going...
Or they might not want to be at work, but either way, they're getting funded. Okay, granted, there's a special storm going on here, in so much as the government has both given free money to pre-rioters and then told them that wearing masks is legal.
So this is the opportunity.
And quasi-mandated.
So here's my one takeaway from the riot. You ever look at the history books, like, you know, the Revolutionary War, right? And you go, like, the British, they all, like, they showed up, and then they lined up in straight lines, and then they all got shot. And you go, like, why would anybody fight a war like that? Why would you just line up in a straight line? And then I look at the cops at the riots, and I go, like, look at them. They're all lined up in a straight line. Someone just mow down that line, right, and then push forward.
Oh, a couple of handful of people have been
I'm guessing you're not advocating this, that you're, in fact, just suggesting that one could do such a thing.
One could do such a thing.
Right.
And aim below the chest, because that's where all the plates are. Those plastic knee pads aren't going to do nothing.
Well, armor is weak where your joints have to move. You have to move your head, you have to move your elbows, and you have to move your knees.
Well, right. So aim below the chest. That's all I'm saying.
Right. So all the...
You want to see that whole line fall, aim low, watch it fall, push forward.
Nobody seems to have guns.
That's the problem. Because even the cops, they're standing there with batons. Right? They're not prepared to shoot yet.
This isn't even the race riot that it was supposed to be. This is Antifa in a lot of cases. This is a bunch of college-educated white kids that have nothing to do, who are busy being TV baristas.
After they burned the first police station to the ground, and the cops had to escape via helicopter off the roof,
that's where you
they gave them what they wanted.
Loot the weapons locker.
It's a lesson I would like to have, but I don't know that that's historic, because they actually charged the murderer with murder, which they were not going to do.
Oh, I see the cop.
It was like third-degree murder plus manslaughter, which carries a penalty of probation at the low end.
Well, at the very low end, yes.
Well, what do you think the cop's going to get?
855-450-3733. What is the cop going to get? Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew, at freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever you want. We've been talking about the riots that are sweeping America. I don't know whether I'm supposed to use the term riot or not.
It's a riot.
I'm not sure what the media is using to describe this, but this looks like a series of riots. And frankly, I've never seen anything like this in my lifetime, and I've looked for sort of precedent. Because here's what I want to know. I want to know, what is this going to result in? I know what the Rodney King riots resulted in. And, you know, it's somewhat ethereal. I know what the Watts riots, and I mean, like, and we can look back on the other side, so Rosewood, and we can look at some of this stuff. And you can say, okay, well, what's going to happen? And you might make the claim that the Rodney King case resulted in sort of the turning point where, from where police could do anything they wanted to, you know, today when a black man gets killed during an arrest and, you know, America blows up. So maybe it's the turn, and that turn took, jeez, what are we talking about, 30 years, 25 years? And maybe the turn's not done. I have no idea. But we can see something, and you can look at something.
Right.
I'm curious, what does it result in when you rise to the level of setting police stations on fire, taking state capitals, capital buildings?
It's got to be sustained.
Well, I think that there is some. Oh, yeah, it does have to be sustained.
Hold on. Before we go any further, I want to talk about Divi. One thing you want right now is you want decentralized monetary power, right? You don't want your money with the establishment, because the establishment was on fire.
It's so insured.
So, well, some of it's insured. We don't know what's going to happen, right? Like, if you would have said January the 1st, this is going to be the year of murder hornets, the Black Plague, and the government's on fire. Nobody would have said that this doesn't make any sense. And it just keeps getting worse. Like, I mean, for the average American, state capitals being broken into and cops stations on fire is a pretty bad thing. I'm trying to look at this from arm's length. I don't think it's coming to Keene, New Hampshire.
That's well, average
hold
American.
Hold on.
Let him finish the ad.
Sorry. So, Divi. Divi is a great way for you to have some control over your money. And you go to diviproject.org. That's D-I-V-I, diviproject.org. You can find out about, A, the currency that's intended to be the easiest to transfer between cryptocurrency and Bitcoin and fiat right in your mobile app, so that you can go directly to your bank account, and there's no and pretty much everything you need. Like, they're working with Western Union and 200 countries. It's diviproject.org. But not only that. The multi-tiered masternode system that they have allows you to begin earning now. So it's diviproject.org. That's D-I-V-I, diviproject.org. Does anybody have anything to say before I go to hear Adam in Washington?
Let's see what he has to say.
All right. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, am I on?
You are on.
Hi. I just wanted to add to your, like, talk about the racism and the riots and all that stuff. I'm just saying, it's just like, you know, I just got out of prison. I'm a four-time felon. Yada, yada, no big deal, but I don't advocate for the death of cops. I kind of see that doing that. That just kind of riles the rustler of a lot of people. I mean, I don't agree what happened to that black man, but to advocate for the death of police officers, that's really a bad thing, man, because if Antifa comes to my house, I will have to get a firearm and kill them.
Then you
know
should.
What I'm just
okay,
trying
well,
to
yeah,
say?
If Antifa attacks you, a private citizen, that's exactly what you should do.
No, I hate that organization. They are like the worst. They are the worst in anything. You know what I'm just trying to say?
And if it weren't for the state and the police officers, you could have that firearm without being worried about getting in trouble as a four-time felon. So
I don't care if I go to prison again. I'm just saying.
Oh, well, then do it.
If they want to have these protesters and rioters coming to my house, I will do whatever it takes to survive and protect my kids and my family.
Hold on. Before you go on, I want to tell Adam something. This is not legal advice. However, it is my understanding that the doctrine of the greater good would allow you to not own a weapon, but to protect yourself should that the need arise. Now, I don't know where a gun comes from. How it ends up in your hand.
Magic gun fairies, the criminal dropped it.
But if there is a gun lying around nearby, it is my understanding that you would be allowed to use that. under the circumstances where you.
I'm not worried about that anyway. I just don't like all the race baiting. Like, you guys got, like, everyone wants to make it like a race thing.
Wait a second. Hold on.
I just feel like that.
Anything about race.
I don't think that we race baited here because I'm kind of the opinion that this has turned into something else.
Okay, that's
the system as a whole. And if that's why Antifa went to start killing cops, I'm not going to nitpick at their reasons.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really matter.
I'm just saying,
like,
not every cop is bad. I mean, they've given me some breaks sometimes.
Yeah, my experience when I was in prison and meeting law enforcement, thank you for the time, Adam, was that, yeah, I mean, I think 25% of the people that worked at that job were really great folks. I think that 50% were just people doing a job. And I think another 25% were, you know, sick people who got off on the power that they had.
Here's the intellectual answer to the good cop, bad cop thing from Robert Higgs, Dr. Robert Higgs. The good, bad cop question can be disposed of decisively. We need only consider the following. Number one, every cop has agreed as part of his job to enforce laws, all of them. Number two, many of the laws are manifestly unjust or even cruel and wicked. Number three, therefore, every cop has agreed to act as an enforcer of laws that are manifestly unjust or even cruel and wicked. There are no good cops.
Well,
Dr.
There you
Robert
go.
Higgs.
I believe that people that's right. There's objective morality, and then there's sort of popular morality.
Sure.
Right. And cops exist in a popular moral state, as opposed to an objective moral state.
And the average opinion about morality is what has got us where we are.
I'm with you, but you know, it's not like getting rid of cops will cause criminals to go away. And it won't stop crime.
It'll put the responsibility on the individual to take care of themselves.
I don't know if he said this publicly, but somebody I know was trying to convert someone at a festival somewhere, and the person's like last objection to anarchy was, well, without the state, who's going to prosecute pedophiles? And they asked them, without the state, who's going to stop you from handling it yourself? And the guy stood there for a second, and he was like, all right, I'm in.
Yeah.
So that's how
that's
you deal with criminals.
Terrible answer. And it's because the history of our criminal justice system is based on essentially protecting people from mobs.
Preface of our criminal justice, but that's not what we do. I mean, I think the guy should be convicted of murder if that's the system we're going to have.
If somebody says you're a pedophile,
I'm going to burn down this building unless you arrest this guy. And
we're moving all over. The goalposts have not just moved, they skyrocketed here. I work with a guy who has been accused of pedophilia to the point that somebody put up his picture and the word pedophile on a piece of paper and put it around town. Now, this is, from what I can tell, a patently false statement. In the absence of a criminal justice system, I suspect some people would have taken up arms against this guy because a lot of people dislike him.
And he should have taken up arms to defend himself, even to the point
I'm not looking for armed pedophiles running around in a gang to defend themselves. This is why you need some system.
The state doesn't solve that problem because the state is not a fact finder.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Once again, several cities are imposing overnight curfews in an effort to head off more violence connected to the protests over the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. In many places, like in Pittsburgh, people are clearing away the damage from demonstrations that stopped being peaceful. In Charlotte, North Carolina, the protests are ongoing. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot said she fully supports the peaceful protesters, but those who aren't peaceful are causing big problems.
And that's why I'm also hurt and angry at those who decided to try to hijack this moment and use it as an opportunity to wreak havoc, to loot, and to destroy.
Washington, D.C.'s mayor says the violence and vandalism from previous night's protests were committed by an organized group and appeared more bent on destruction than protest. This is USA Radio News. Hurricane season could be very different this year for more than one reason. That story from USA's Chris Barnes.
Monday officially starts hurricane season, though tropical storms Arthur and Bertha arrived early, and forecasters are expecting a busier than average season. Officials across the U.S. South and Mid-Atlantic say they're still scrambling to adjust their hurricane plans because of the coronavirus, and the big unknown remains, where will people who have to flee the storms go? The Associated Press surveying over 70 counties and states from Texas to Virginia, with more than 60% of coastal counties saying they're still trying to firm up plans for public hurricane shelters. Many say they'll use hotels, as they would allow for greater virus prevention measures, but officials emphasize turning to free shelters should be a last resort, urging people to stay with friends or to rent their own hotel rooms. But massive unemployment is making the expense of hotels less feasible for most families. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. Talking about this, what else? Buildings are on fire across America. It's Mark with you.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
Want to tell you about Intercoin. Today, large corporations act as middlemen for our everyday online communications and transactions. Often, they work hand-in-hand with governments. In the last few years, these centralized social networks have all launched payment networks. Bitcoin and Ethereum have not been scalable enough to compete. The team behind Intercoin, however, has spent the last decade creating an open, web-based, decentralized social platform to rival Facebook and Google, and now they can use it to roll out a revolutionary payment platform on top. If a decentralized crypto doesn't soon gain mainstream adoption to power everyday payments, it'll be Facebook and WeChat's world, and we'll just live in it. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meatspace. We think that this is important here on Free Talk Live, and so important that FTL has accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. And if you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin. It's spelled with an I, I-N-T-E-R, intercoin.org, and you can invest in this project and potentially make big gains or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. It's intercoin.org. So, Let's go to the phones, guys, before we jump right back into riots and, you know, how bad cops are or whatever it is.
Oh, you say that like you're defending them all of a sudden, Mark.
Robert in South Carolina, you're on Free Talk.
Oh, he will.
Yes, sir. I studied law under Professor Dr. Strafrecht, that means criminal law, under Professor Dr. Knut Amelung in the Technische Universität Dresden, and he said that the way laws come about, I mean, what they reflect is, they reflect the Sitten und Gebräuche is what he said. That means basically, in English, that would mean the cultural.
Let's stick with the English, right? Because the going back and forth between German and English is going to be difficult for the audience. Go, please.
Okay. He said that you were wondering if laws have an evil aspect. Well,
I wasn't wondering. We know it.
Okay. Well, Professor Amelung was of the opinion he was more than an opinion. He knew that the laws actually come from the cultural, the way the culture of the particular society is set up. That's what he meant.
That's largely true. Laws that are openly enforced, that is true of. There are some laws that are less openly enforced.
Like what?
Like charging prostitutes for failure to register as a sex offender from 30 years ago. Like charging people for having, you know, weed residue on the bottom of their shoe.
So
charging old ladies for having the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday pill organizers for heart meds and charging them with, you know, schedules 1 through 4 and misbranding.
All right.
Well, that was true in Germany too. When I got there, we had laws against homosexuality, but then I brought it to Professor Dr. Knut Amelung's attention, and he changed the law so that boys could have sex with other men, or men could have sex with other men beginning at 18, and girls could have sex with.
This professor
changed the law. Wow.
Yeah, he was an amazing.
Well, there's stuff that isn't, you know, kind of openly.
Robert?
I'm sorry. So anyhow, and girls and boys could give their permission to have sex with you know, someone 16 years or older. I mean, 16 years or older, beginning when they were 16.
In the first floor of the law school that I went to, there was an organization of professors that wrote the what are called comments to the code articles, which the legislature neither orders nor approves, and that are taken as law by judges, and that they're the, quote, proper interpretation of the code articles. So, yeah, weird stuff happens, and I think that most people would not approve of that, but they do the things that people approve of in the open and the things that people don't approve of in the basement of law school.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for the call, Robert. Appreciate it.
But, yeah, it's not that out of line that – well, it's out of line, but it's not that surprising to me that professors are writing laws.
Well, it's fascinating to me. I certainly hadn't heard that at all.
Not just writing the law, changed it. Got it repealed or whatever.
Oh, there's some comments that say the opposite of what, like, the code article obviously says.
So, I guess, you know, when I think about culture, basically Robert's thesis is that it's okay, it seems, what his thesis is that it's okay that some laws are unjust by our standards because they are just by the culture standards, whatever that culture may be. So
we must protect the individual and his rights to do as he pleases so long as he doesn't infringe on the rights of others.
And I like that, right? That sounds like a very American thing to say, doesn't it?
It does.
It's a remarkably American thing. The idea is that we would write laws that protect the individual, protect the rights of the individual, but then you have, you know, some of the craziest stuff out there. The vice laws certainly come to mind. And don't forget, most people who are in prison are not in for violent crimes.
It's like 90%+ is drug possession.
I don't think in prison. I think that's arrests. And it's old numbers before marijuana was illegal. But, I mean, I'm not saying
marijuana is still not legal, so.
At the federal level.
And in most states.
Yeah. But, I mean, you don't see as much marijuana arrests as you did back in the day.
Not in Keene, New Hampshire, but in a lot of places that industry is alive and well.
I wouldn't want to be in Oklahoma dealing with this particular problem. I'm just saying, hey, look at Denver, look at California, look at these places.
And people who are doing 30 to life that got convicted 10 years ago, they're still in jail.
And, yeah, it's true. And I think that they probably should go back and find these nonviolent drug offenders and get them out of prison. I don't see any reason to send nonviolent drug offenders to prison. You know, while Eckerd Drugs can do business as a drug dealer, it's fine. The guy goes out and sells some drugs to his friends. It's a problem.
And it's usually not sale, by the way. What most people are not aware of is its distribution. So if you're standing in a circle and you pass a joint to the person next to you that you just got passed from you to the person on the other side, that is distribution.
I suspect it is, but it's unlikely that you'd be convicted of it, right?
Maybe in Keene, New Hampshire.
All right, let's go to the phones. We've got Vernon calling in from, I believe, Louisiana. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live.
So last night, great show, by the way. I had a lot of great callers. But one of the messages, and I think I may have misunderstood, which is why I wanted clarification. And I understand you can't speak on behalf of Ian or anything, but it sounded to me like if you're on the police.
Hold on, Vernon. I'm sorry. You're breaking up there.
I'll call y'all back when I'm in a better area. Sorry.
Well, no problem. And, you know, there's dispensation for the second call in an evening, and I think that would be qualify as it. Sometimes if there's technical difficulties, we'll let a second call occur. So there you go.
It's all arbitrary anyway. You can take as many calls from the same person as you want. You just choose not to as a rule of the show.
Right. I mean, arbitrary isn't and a rule aren't the same thing. Arbitrary suggests there is no rule.
Like, never. Just because there's reasons to break it doesn't mean it's arbitrary. Arbitrary would be like everybody has to wear a green T-shirt tonight.
And... You know, I mean, yes, it's our show. We set up rules, and the idea is that we set up the rules is to make the show the best it could be.
Understood.
There was once upon a time that we would do ladies first. A female callers would get to go to the head of the line, and at some point or another, it just didn't make sense anymore. Like, we're going to do a show about equality and freedom and then let one group go ahead of another group, and, you know, just it wasn't the same. It's hard to get women to call talk radio, mind you.
Well, then that's the incentive. You put them in the front of the line.
I'm not saying that we couldn't reinstitute the rule. I'm just saying I'm not going to.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, please don't.
Was the rule ever stricken from the books, or did it just fall by the
way? We have no books.
Okay.
We have so few rules that we can memorize them.
Okay.
Yeah, because if you're not the state, you don't need three floors of, like, detailed rules.
Well, I'm just saying, if the rule was never
and if the rules don't work, then we have arbitrary diktats that we just roll out. So, anyway, I hope... you know what, Melanie? I asked you a question, and that was, what do you foresee that is positive out of this whole rioting thing here? And I don't really think...
I think that it's very telling that when the rioters were lighting the police station on fire, the cops did not fight them. The cops did not call for backup. The cops did not bring in reinforcements. The cops
they just
said,
wanted a new cop shop.
I'm going to GTFO, give me a helicopter, I'm climbing out of this roof. That is telling of the fact that they are unwilling to do the job when the job gets dangerous. So if we make the job dangerous enough, they'll quit doing it.
It may also be a strategic retreat, which is why it has to be sustained.
And you're not willing to bet on sustained, right?
I'm not willing to bet on it, but I will advocate for it.
855-450-3733. I won't. 855-453 here on Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Richard Rich.
And Melanie.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Join the AMP program like Nathan Benson did. You go to amp.freetalklive.com, and that's all you have to do to get started. Free Talk Live does some unique things for you, the listener, which is, A, we offer freedom of speech. I mean, seriously, where are you going to go to get on 200 radio stations across the United States and do it as quickly as you can on Free Talk Live? Sure, maybe you can wait on one of the bigger shows. I mean, we're rated the number 26 talk show in the nation. So, you know, 1 through 10 or something, and maybe you'll get on. I don't like your chances, but it's possible. Whereas I like your chances of getting on Free Talk Live. And we make that possible, and we make it very easy. So go to amp.freetalklive.com if you support our mission.
With limited screening as well.
That's correct. amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Jerome calling in from South Carolina. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'm just glad that y'all let me talk to you. Because I'm banned from the local station.
Okay.
There's a guy here in town. He's afraid to talk to me. He's afraid of me because we got into it over Michael Slater killing Walter Scott, shooting him in the back. And he said that if he was on the jury, he would have acquitted him. So
is this the cop that shot the black guy that was running away in the back or something?
Yeah, and then tried to plant the evidence.
Yeah, yeah.
Some kind of evidence on him.
That seems like an odd thing to say, but I don't know why he would say that.
Yeah, but he said it. And he won't own it, okay? He's been running away from that comment for years now. Oh,
yeah.
But the thing I wanted to mention was...
It's live radio.
Trump saying that he could stand on the street corner in New York and shoot someone. I assume it would be New York, since that's where he's from. And he wouldn't lose any support. Why is it I'm the only person from coast to coast that seems to be bothered by a comment like that and could never vote for someone to say
I am
like
bothered by that, Jerome. And I'm as bothered by that as the statement of like people who go on Twitter and say that they could have been raped by Joe Biden, they'd still vote for him.
Terrible.
It's that kind of crappy attitude that gets us the crappy results that we have. You know, I mean, that's just it. The system is designed that we're only going to get two choices. Now, there is a third choice. Go ahead.
I've never heard Biden come out and say anything close to something like that.
Okay.
And there are people.
No, Biden hasn't, but his supporters have.
Not the same.
It's not the same, but I'm not going to vote for Biden either. I mean,
I can't understand.
I'm not voting for crooked old perverts this go around, Jerome. That's really my thing. Thank you, though. Appreciate the call. 855-450-3733. All right, let's go to Vernon calling in from Louisiana. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live. Whoops, I got to push that little button. Sorry.
So thanks for calling, letting me call in again. So last night I got the impression that the message was that if you're not happy with the police, it's okay to go burn down the police station. So I wanted to turn it around. What if you have, and I'm sure you have your critics, and you have some very extreme critics. So let's just say those extreme critics, people that, you know, you will not take calls from, come over and they're rioting outside of the Free Talk Live studios and they throw a Molotov cocktail into your studio. Like, is that the same kind of...
If we were aggressing against them, especially to the level that the police do, that would absolutely be okay, but we are not.
I am not backing... Everybody here is speaking for themselves, okay?
Right, but you could take it.
Vernon, allow me to give my answer. My answer is my problem with the police. If they're, you know, my problem with the police is about funding.
That's it.
Not about their job and about the qualified immunity. Right. So they certainly can
do pretty big things.
Those are big things, right?
They can
do some irresponsible acts and not have to take responsibility for their actions,
financial or otherwise.
I don't get to do that here on Free Talk Live.
Big difference.
And number two is that, their paychecks are paid for by the government no matter what they do. I am never going to get that option. So those are my issues with the police.
So let me ask you this. So if there was rioting outside the Free Talk Live studios, would you all call the police to come and assist you all?
I don't know that the police would come and assist us.
Well, this is a pretty old...
I'd probably just deal with it myself.
Okay, well, you may do that, but I'm going to just go ahead and defend the notion of calling the police. You cannot rob me at the threat of stealing my home from me and putting me and my wife and my child out on the street to pay for an organization, and then when I call to use that organization, because that organization now has a competitive advantage that makes every other organization like that organization completely unviable, and then say, ha 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 ha, you love the police actually. No, I was robbed to pay for the police, and...
In a situation right now where you have called the police?
Yeah.
And they have done nothing for you?
Right. I called the police on a guy who's threatened to kill me, and the cops won't do anything about it.
The funding to me is largely irrelevant. Like, taxation is its own issue. I don't spend a lot of time complaining about mailmen and librarians because I really just, taxation is its own issue and it needs to be dealt with, but I just really don't care. And I don't know that it's that big of a problem philosophically anyway. The problem with the police is that their job is to commit aggression. So if there is a private organization, what do you mean, how so? They go around...
You can't just make a statement on national radio when people are tuning in and tuning out and not back it up.
There are laws that do not require a victim, and the police are like, yes, sign me up to enforce all of those laws, and they will arrest you, handcuff you, capture you and throw you in a cage and then stand in the halls of the cage and keep you from leaving for things that are none of their business and oftentimes planted evidence, but I guess that's not technically their job. It's just a thing they often do. Like, that's the problem. If there was a private organization that did that, I would have equally as much problem with it.
Vernon?
You make some very good points. One other thing I wanted to point out, in the late 1800s, right around May 31st, June 1st in Tulsa, there were these riots where a bunch of white people supposedly were mad at a bunch of black people, and they did a lot of mass arrests and everything. So I just think it's ironic that...
They also, and more importantly, they destroyed what consisted of black business in Tulsa at the time. And this
exactly.
is why
and I just
it's
find
so
it
difficult.
That now it's reversed.
Well... I don't know whether I agree with... Look, you know what, Vernon? If what you're suggesting is that a race war would turn out well for black people in America, I would rebut that statement.
Good point. All right, thank you all.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Let's go to Joe in Indiana. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live, sir.
Hey, how are you?
All's well.
Hey, so just out of curiosity, I mean, earlier about maybe roughly a half hour ago, I don't know what it was, basically you were saying, you know, you were talking about the cops lining up in a straight line.
Yep. Richie, that's you. That is me. Have you seen it? They do it. They line right up in a straight line.
Can I finish or not?
Yeah.
I'm just making sure that you understand that one person said this, not three. You said you.
I understand. No, I understand.
Go right ahead.
And then you said, just go ahead and shoot below the chest.
Yep, because that's what the chest plating is.
What are you advocating? Are you advocating shoot cops?
Absolutely.
Why?
You are.
Why?
You're advocating shoot police.
They're out there. They've already aggressed on people. They're lining up. If you're going to take a shot, this is the opportunity.
Holy moly. You guys should be shut down.
Well, Free Talk Live is a show where we offer, like you, Joe, like you get to call in and say what you want to say.
I used to be a police officer.
I'm a firefighter. What do you want? A medal?
No. What I'm telling you is I realized I became out of control and I quit.
Good.
It was
well, if you were out of control and you harmed somebody, would it be okay for a person to use deadly force to protect themselves?
I didn't harm anybody, but I realized I didn't want to, you know, I just didn't like dealing with the public I had to deal with. So my point is...
I wouldn't either. It'd be a miserable job.
But if you feel that way about the cops, how do you feel about the National Guard who are being called out? Do you feel the same way?
Absolutely.
If they're doing the same job, I mean, I don't know why they should be treated differently.
Yeah, I have to say,
so your show is advocating shooting them.
Say that again?
I said your show is advocating
shooting. No, it is not. Free Talk Live is a show, and there are people on it, just like you, Joe. You're on the show right now. Are you advocating shooting cops?
Absolutely not.
Then don't try to paint the show
Mark
as doing
was
that.
Not, Mark was more worried about using the correct pronouns for the riot. It was more me and Rich who were...
Right, and what I thought Richie was saying was something to the effect of, if one were to go after police, that this is a strategically bad way to line up, and because they could be shot. However...
No, but he said...
That's what he said.
That's what I said.
What do you want me to do? You want me to fire him? He doesn't get paid. Thanks for the call, Joe. Call in sometime. Thanks. I'd love to hear it. Free Talk Live.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair? Bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.